Good morning. It's April 17th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a bold move to capture a larger slice of the AI PCs market, AMD has unveiled its Ryzen Pyro 8040 and 8000 series processors, specifically designed for commercial applications where artificial intelligence is key. These aren't your average chips. They're built to power the next generation of AI-enhanced commercial mobile and desktop PCs, setting a new benchmark in the industry. The heart of these new processors is their dedicated neural processing units, NPUs, which are tailored for handling AI-specific tasks efficiently. With the 8040 series boasting a total system performance of 39 TOPS and the 8000 series not far behind at 34 TOPS, AMD is pushing the boundaries of what's possible in AI computing power within commercial PCs. Starting in the second quarter of 2024, these powerhouse chips will be found in PCs manufactured by HP and Lenovo, marking the beginning of a new era for AI-enhanced computing in the commercial sector. This strategic move not only showcases AMD's innovation, but also strengthens its partnerships with leading PC manufacturers. Moreover, AMD's commitment to enhancing AI capabilities extends beyond hardware. The company has forged partnerships with over 150 software companies to ensure that these new processors can take full advantage of local AI inferencing with a dedicated NPU. This extensive collaboration underscores AMD's vision of creating a robust ecosystem that leverages the full potential of AI in commercial PCs. With these latest processors, AMD is clearly aiming to expand its footprint in the lucrative AI PCs market. By offering advanced AI capabilities through dedicated NPUs and fostering a strong partnership network, AMD is positioning itself as a key player in the future of AI-enhanced computing. In the ever-evolving landscape of technology and finance, NVIDIA Corp stands out with a significant stock price increase, capturing the attention of investors and analysts alike. This movement in the stock market underscores the growing influence of artificial intelligence on the semiconductor industry, a sector that's currently experiencing a dynamic shift. NVIDIA Corp's stock saw a notable uptick of 1.1%, reaching a high of $879, before closing at $869.27. This movement propels the company's market cap to nearly $2.2 trillion, highlighting its substantial value and impact in the tech world. Wall Street's sentiment towards NVIDIA is optimistic, with a moderate buy rating and an average target price of $940.30. Adding to the positive outlook, Evercore ISI recently initiated coverage on NVIDIA, bestowing an outperform rating and setting an ambitious price target of $1,160. The surge in NVIDIA's stock is largely attributed to the high demand for AI-related GPUs, a testament to the company's dominance in this cutting-edge technology space. However, the semiconductor sector at large presents a mixed picture. While there's a recovery in demand for non-AI chips, the industrial and automotive chip segments are mired in uncertainty. Overall, the semiconductor industry is perceived as slightly overvalued, with digital chipmakers in particular carrying hefty price tags. Despite these challenges, there are opportunities in the market. Morningstar highlights undervalued stocks within the semiconductor industry, pointing towards companies like Infineon Technologies, ST Microelectronics, and Skyworks Solutions. These firms, specializing in analog and mixed-signal chips, offer potential for investors looking beyond the digital chipmaker frenzy. In a move that marks a significant leap forward for artificial intelligence and international collaboration, Microsoft Corporation has unveiled a $1.5 billion investment in G42, an AI developer based in the United Arab Emirates, under the watchful eye of the country's National Security Advisor. This partnership isn't just about funds, it's a strategic endeavor aimed at pushing the boundaries of AI technology and its applications, with a keen focus on security and technological advancements. Microsoft's hefty investment carves out a minority stake in G42 for the tech giant and secures a spot for Brad Smith, Microsoft's vice chair and president, on the company's board. This move wasn't straightforward. It required careful negotiations with the Biden administration, leading to G42's decision to distance itself from Huawei and scale back its operations in China. This is a testament to the complex web of geopolitics and technology. At the heart of this partnership is a shared vision for AI's future. G42 plans to harness the power of Microsoft's Azure cloud platform to fuel its AI development efforts. Beyond the investment, the collaboration is enriched with a $1 billion developer fund and joint ventures on data center infrastructure in emerging markets. These initiatives are not just about expanding Microsoft's footprint, but are poised to catalyze AI innovation where it's needed most. This partnership between Microsoft and G42 underscores the burgeoning role of AI in the global market and exemplifies how technology companies and government entities can work together to achieve breakthroughs. Moreover, it significantly boosts Microsoft's presence in the AI startup ecosystem and bolsters the capabilities of its Azure platform, signaling a strategic pivot towards a future where AI and cloud computing converge to open new frontiers. In a bold move at NAB 2024, Adobe is pushing the boundaries of video editing with the introduction of AI-powered innovations in Premiere Pro. These advancements are not just about enhancing creativity, but also about reshaping the future of video production. At the heart of these updates are the Generative Fill and Generative Extend features, which empower editors to seamlessly remove objects from shots and extend frames, making clips longer with unprecedented ease. This leap forward is complemented by the integration of third-party AI models, including OpenAI's Sora, directly into Premiere Pro, a step that significantly boosts the software's editing prowess. Adobe is taking a stand on transparency by introducing content credentials for AI-generated footage, ensuring users can distinguish between human and AI contributions. This initiative is part of a broader rollout that includes new audio workflow enhancements set to debut in May, alongside the promise of additional generative AI tools for video editing to be released within the year. Expanding its AI horizon, Adobe unveiled Acrobat AI, an AI-powered assistant available as an add-on subscription, signaling a deeper dive into AI-driven solutions. Moreover, the Substance 3D design software suite is receiving innovative updates, underscoring Adobe's commitment to leading in 3D design innovation. Despite facing a 20% decrease in shares year-to-date, Adobe's strategic partnership with OpenAI has sparked a positive response, nudging its share price up by 1%. However, Adobe shares saw a slight downturn, closing at $470.10, marking a 0.84% decrease. This story, highlighting Adobe's latest strides in AI, reflects a company at the forefront of technological innovation, ready to tackle the challenges and opportunities that AI presents in the creative world. In a striking display of technological advancement and user engagement, Baidu's AI chatbot, Ernie Bot, has swiftly captured the attention of over 200 million users in just 8 months. This milestone underscores the accelerating pace of AI adoption and the growing significance of chatbots in our digital lives. At the AI Create conference in Shenzhen, Robin Li, the CEO of Baidu, made several announcements that mark a significant leap forward for the company and the broader AI industry. Among these, the rapid user growth of Ernie Bot stood out, alongside the daily usage of its API reaching 200 million times. This reveals not just the bot's popularity, but also its integration into various services and applications. Baidu didn't stop at showcasing Ernie Bot's success. It also introduced new additions to the Ernie model family and three AI development toolkits. These innovations are designed to streamline the creation of AI agents, AI native applications, and customized models, further simplifying the AI development landscape. Additionally, Baidu unveiled Apollo VTA, a pioneering vision foundation model aimed at revolutionizing autonomous driving. The announcement of the second Baidu Ernie Cup Innovation Challenge was another highlight, reflecting Baidu's ongoing commitment to fostering AI development and innovation. Robin Lee's vision that natural language could become the new programming language opens up exciting possibilities for democratizing AI innovation, allowing a broader spectrum of individuals to contribute to the field. Despite the competitive landscape, with rivals such as Moonshot AI's Kimi chatbot, Baidu's Ernie Bot continues to thrive in China's burgeoning AI chatbot market. Amidst concerns over AI's use in military training, Baidu has firmly denied any ties with the Chinese military's reported training on its GenAI chatbot, emphasizing its focus on advancing AI technologies for civilian and commercial use. These developments not only highlight Baidu's leadership in AI, but also signal a future where AI and natural language processing transform how we interact with technology. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.